Crufts 2024 at the NEC in Birmingham. It's Super Saturday. What an incredible day it is. There are so many people here seeing so many different things. Now, can you remember what you were doing in 1974? I know one person who can. Joins me in the studio, Vince Hogan from Our Doors. 1974, your first Crufts, Vince.
It was in Olympia, the National Hall. Different, you know, when you look around here with the carpets and they're like, there's no carpets out here. A bit of sawdust in the middle of the ring. People wearing white coats, they're like doctor's coats kind of thing. People grooming with chalk, clouds of dust in the air, you know, fantastic. What an atmosphere.
Very different show to the one we see today, covering 25 acres at the NEC.
That was 2 years while I was at Olympia, 1974. As you were, I do remember it well. First time I'd ever driven a large van with the Our Dogs stop, and I reversed into somebody's fridge selling, you know, frozen dog meat, and he wasn't happy. Then we went to Earl's Court, which was bigger, of course. Do you ever do a show at Earl's Court?
I did, I went to one, yeah.
Remember, there were two escalators, huge escalators that went up left and right, and everybody for Best in Show could all watch from the balcony. I actually, that, to me, that had a lot more atmosphere, it was electric. Here it's a bit stage managed, you've got TV, you've got to be quiet and all that. It's just raucous.
The world's greatest dog show, it's what people expect.
And then we came here. I mean, this is easier, you know, to run like as a stand or what have you, because the access points, the doors, you don't have to go into central London and that kind of thing.
So yeah, absolutely.
It's advantage and disadvantage.
A great, great show. It's developed a lot, hasn't it, over
But yes, that was 50 years ago. Look at me. Come on.
I was going to say, you must have been only about six when you went to your first show, but there we go. So, lots going on for you, as always, at Our Dogs. I mean, anybody who follows you on social media see that you trip around the world.
I only go to Source Coffee for you.
It's just true. Actually. Then you lose your luggage at Manchester Airport. Different story. Project 130, Vince, tell me about this.
Okay, well, that one, 2025, sees Our Dog's 130th anniversary. And it's been a bit of a sort of pet project of mine for a while to go back to some of the, well, you've got an image there, of some of the very old annuals and the weekly papers, of course. We had them bound in 6 month tranches, or in certain times of the year they were in quarterlies, January to March and that kind of thing as well. But the ravages of time, I mean, when I joined Our Dogs we were at 5 Oxford Road Station Approach, which I know you probably know that area, and we were a very decrepit old building, so some of these had suffered with damp and near radiators, that kind of thing. So we asked a fundraiser. She said, oh, you know, 130 years, try and raise £1,000 per year, because these things are not cheap to, can you imagine, the specialist bookbinding, you've got to use Japanese tissue paper, they do all these special techniques. So there's a GoFundMe, Project 130, if everyone wants to chip in, because we're trying to digitise these as well to make these fantastic archives. This is like every issue since 1895, since Charles Crufts was a lad, and he was older than me.
So you're trying to raise, the objective of Project 130 is to raise £130,000 to fund the rebinding project. I guess these are books, documents of historical significance.
Absolutely. I mean, we will be looking at, you know, the National Lottery or whatever. I mean, I'm no expert on things like this. But we're working with Bill King. Remember Bill King?
Yes.
Who was chairman of the Chemical Charitable Trust. Just we need to get it moved, because, as you say, you know, I've been there a long time. I know the history. I knew the Marples family. I mean, this was started by that well-known gentleman, Steve Theophilus Marples, I kid you not.
And it's, great name.
It came down the line to his son Arthur, his son Dennis, his son Richard. I knew two of those, Richard and Dennis, but Richard interviewed me in Oxford Road Station Approach. In fact, I thought I was going somewhere completely different, because I'd been for an interview on Deansgate. I mentioned Manchester because Steve knows it all. And I thought the girl said the job was at somewhere called Howard Dobbs Publishing, because she was posh. Howard. So I walked all the way around Oxford Road looking for Howard Dobbs Publishing. Eventually I knocked on this door, this funny little door with a brass plaque, and this sliding window came open. I said, I'm sorry, is this Howard Dobbs Publishing? She said, are you Vince Hogan? How the heck did she know that? She said, no, this is it, Howard Dobbs. I said, and I said to Mr. Marples, I think there's been a big mistake. I know nothing about dogs. He went, you'll pick it up as you go along, dear boy, don't worry. And here I am, 50 years later. I've never looked forward since.
And you, there's still a lot to learn. Every day's a learning day.
I tell you,
in dog
it'll go on my tombstone. It was a Robert Killick. I finished it, but it finished me.
Robert Killick, there's a name. Goodness me. So this project is ongoing.
Literally launched this week.
Okay, so have you set a timeline for it?
How long have I got? Another 25. It'll take a while. Yeah. It'll take 2 or 3 years to actually complete it, if we get the funds. Yeah. I can't fund it out of day-to-day expenses because everybody here, I mean, even here at Crust, the costs, and the Cattle Club know it as well. There was a big show here in December, normally LKA, but they've had to move to Bingley Hall in Stafford. Again, cost.
Yeah.
And the trade stand costs, you know.
Yeah. But it's good to see so many people here. We're sat in the studio watching hundreds, thousands of people fill Hall 3 and 3A. We've got five halls plus the main arena, 25 acres. There is something for everybody here.
I mean, I produce these international magazines as well. Two I've done this year. One was in the Philippines, in the Araneta Coliseum, which is where they had the Thriller in Manila. And then I've just done Bologna in Italy. Not this size, but Bologna in Italy is significant because in 2026 they have the World Dog Show. And my next show in 5 weeks is in Zagreb because this is the World Dog Show for this year, 2024. That's in Croatia. Originally it was due to take place in Kiev, in Ukraine, but obviously with the situation they couldn't do it. Now those are big shows, the World Dog Shows, but nobody can compete with this one for one particular reason. It's in the same place, organised by the same committee, same team, every year. So they can just fine-tune it. Right? World shows, they rotate round into different countries. So this year it's Croatia, next year it's Finland, the year after that is Bologna, the year after that's in Mexico City. Before you ask, yes, I will be at all of them. And I will buy you some coffee.
Well done. The stamps in your passport must be something to behold.
I actually have two passports. I'm the James Bond of the world of dogs.
Vince, as always, a real pleasure. Congratulations on 50 years.
You have to mention the coffee, because normally I bring you coffee.
You do bring me coffee, and fabulous it is too.
That came from Turkey when I went to watch our football team. We're Man City supporters. Mm-hmm. Don't mention tomorrow. And I saw this big queue, and a lovely aroma, you know, it's like, I thought, what's that over there? And all the locals were queuing, they were all grinding this coffee, and that's why we bought you this. So normally I bring you a bag here.
I've had it in advance this year.
And so it was from Istanbul, there you go.
And brilliant it was.
But I'll find you something somewhere in the world, and I'll see you here next year.
Good man. Vince, many thanks.
Cheers, Steve.